Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
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 Thanks for waking up.
Yes.
Phil, you need a raise, Phil. Phil, yeah. We need you bad, Phil. Get a raise.
Yeah, no kidding. There's I should start learning some
There's
of this
no
stuff.
There's no raises here.
We need a manager, Phil. I'll take over.
Oh. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem. Just get your dad to fix my roof. That's all.
Yeah. It'll be for me. It'll be for you.
Paul McCartney at Fenway.
Yes, it was great. It was really great. It was... thank goodness the show started early because they have a 10:30 curfew there. So he was off the stage a little after 10, which got me a little head start. But getting around Fenway Park is not easy.
No.
Oh, my goodness. There's nowhere to meet cars, nowhere to meet people, nowhere to... It's just so crowded. You know, you're really in the middle of a city.
But like a goat path city.
Yeah.
So true. It's so true. I mean, the roads make no sense. I'm sorry. They just zigzag all over the place. I've been in Boston a lot, and the roads just don't make sense. They just go in all different directions, and they're tiny, and they're little, and it's just weird.
There was no concept of a major metropolitan city back then.
No.
It was just, it looks like a good place to put a building here.
Right.
We'll put it right there.
No one's stopping me. Right. I'm going to put it there.
Now it's the middle of the street. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did you drive yourself, or how does that work?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. I wouldn't have gone. If I had to drive home, I started at 11 o'clock starting home. And, I always say know your age. And I've driven home from concerts my whole life, but not from Boston.
Right.
I don't go from Boston home.
Got to get some eyes closed.
Yeah.
So somebody else drove, so right. I didn't do the driving.
Good. Do you like seeing shows at Fenway?
I actually have only seen baseball games at Fenway. This is the first time I saw a show at Fenway.
Oh.
And I found it pretty interesting. You know, it's a small ballpark, of course, so if you can see a show at a ballpark, that's really the ballpark to see it at, not a big MetLife stadium or something like that. Baseball stadiums are always better to see concerts at than football stadiums, just because they're shaped like amphitheaters. Everything faces the pitcher's mound, and usually the stage is somewhere in short center field, something like that. So everything surrounds the stage. Football stadiums, you could be sitting in the end zone, and the stage is in the other end zone.
Yeah,
right.
So it's much better to see concerts in a baseball stadium. It was interesting. They protected the infield, so that was completely blocked off. Nobody was sitting there.
Yeah, that's weird, right? Because Ashley went Tuesday night,
mm-hmm.
and she sent a picture, and it was just weird seeing a crowd up on the stage, but then the whole field's empty.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. just a weird feeling.
Yeah.
And then they blacked out. They tarped all the seats behind the home team dugout. Was tarped. And I was wondering why they did that. And I looked, and then I saw they set up where the sound mixer is and the lights mixing and all that stuff right over second base in short center field. And that blocked probably at least 1,000, 1,500 seats. Were blocked because of that.
Wow.
So there's this big tarp. It was very strange. It
did you do the math on that? The 1,500? Did you look at that and say 1,500 seats, that would be this dollar amount?
Right.
Well, you know me, guys.
Yep. That means yes. you're leaving money on the table back there.
Yeah.
I even texted somebody backstage, say, okay, tell me why you had to do that many seats. I would have sat in every single seat and seen what was blocked and what wasn't blocked.
Yeah.
So, but you know what? It's when you're Paul McCartney, you're making all the money, so not the promoter so much. So,
right.
It was Paul McCartney's decision what seats to block out.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it was their decision. So, which it should be. It should be.
Do you get to see him? Do you say, where's Jimmy?
I got there 5 minutes before the show started.
Oh.
I left my house at 3:30 in the afternoon, figuring, okay, it's a 2.5 hour drive to Boston, not a problem at all. And I got there at 6:45, and he got on at 7:15.
Whoa.
So I never even went backstage. I went right to my seats.
Yeah.
So let's see. You slowed down in Hartford, Springfield, and then Boston was a nightmare.
Never went to Springfield. We took the Buckley Bridge over and took 84 out to the Mass Pike.
Gotcha.
So okay. I never got up to Springfield.
That makes more sense.
Mm. Yeah.
So how was the show?
The show was great. You know, 30-some-odd songs, lots of Beatles songs.
30-something songs.
Oh, my goodness. It was just, it was really, he was on for 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah, he just doesn't stop. I mean, he's such a quality performer.
And he looks great. I'm
yes.
starting a diet today. He's going to be 80 next week, and I'm embarrassed at what I look like. Actually, you guys should be embarrassed at what you look like, too, considering.
Oh, way more.
Oh, my goodness. The guy is in great shape. I'm not willing
right
to be
here?
A vegan, though.
I'm going to the gym again, just so you know.
Yeah, stop the show right now. Let's all go to meet at the gym.
No, Jimmy, it's not that we should be embarrassed. Tell me when we shouldn't.
Yeah, seriously.
That'll be the headline.
Right. That's my life entirely, but thank you.
But he opened up the show with Can't Buy Me Love. I love when he opens up a show with a Beatle tune. It's just great. And did other Beatle tunes, Got to Get You Into My Life, Getting Better. He did Maybe I'm Amazed, which is his song. We Can Work It Out. Love Me Do, which was a little strange. I had never heard him sing that. Lady Madonna, For the Benefit of Mr. Kite, Something, Obladi Oblada. Then he did part of the Beatles medley on side two of Abbey Road, You Never Give Me Your Money. Something else in that medley. And then he did Get Back, Let It Be, Live and Let Die, Hey Jude, I've Got a Feeling, Birthday, Helter Skelter, and then he ended with Golden Slumbers and The End, and that doesn't include all his songs like Jet and Band on the Run and stuff like that. He has great songs himself.
Oh, yeah. So, I love Wings.
Yeah, it was real. Well, you're young. Wings are your Beatles. Beatles are my Beatles.
Right.
Yeah. Well, there are people that don't know that Paul McCartney was in a band called the Beatles.
Oh, right. God, that's horrible.
They had no idea.
Yeah, they don't. They think, he started with Wings. Okay.
Right.
When he did I Got a Feeling and they put Lennon on the screen, what was that like?
Well, it's very, very dramatic because he mentioned how, with the help of Peter Jackson, he was able to isolate John Lennon on the song. So they go through half the song, and I'm saying, okay, the video's not working because I had seen it on YouTube what he does. But then all of a sudden, the second half of the song where John Lennon starts singing, I've Got a Feeling, it comes up on the screen with him singing. And it was just great. It was really just great. A lot of outtakes from the Get Back movie. And, you know, the tour is called Got Back. And I don't know how he does it. He did two nights in a row. And I can tell you, most artists, once they turn 45 or 50, they don't do two nights in a row. Their voices can't handle it. And his voice was great last night.
People don't give him the credit as a vocalist as they should.
And
you don't know how hard it is to sing that song until you try it.
Yeah.
Any of his songs.
True.
No, you're absolutely right. And when he does Let It Be, it's basically just him singing. There's nobody singing in the background. Like, there are a lot of artists today, once they're in the 70s, they have a guy in the band that sounds like him. So when he's singing, it sort of sounds like, or she's singing, it doesn't matter what it is. If you're in your 70s, you start losing your voice, your singing voice. And they have somebody usually in the band that sings the same words. And you really can't tell that it's the certain person behind them that's also bringing out that voice. With Paul McCartney, there wasn't. It was remarkable to me. It was great. You know, he's going to be 80 next week, and hopefully it's not the last time I see him.
Yeah.
Wasn't your first concert the Beatles?
My first concert was the Beatles at Carnegie Hall.
That's so cool.
In February of 1964.
Wow.
I was 14 years old, and my friend took me to the show.
That was a life-changing moment, I'm guessing?
The life-changing moment for me was actually hearing I Want to Hold Your Hand about a month earlier. And I had never heard guitars and harmonies and that bouncy, jiggling beat that they have. It was just amazing to me, and it blew my head off. I said, I've never heard anything like this. When I saw them at Carnegie Hall, all I heard were girls screaming.
Oh.
I didn't even hear a note.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So what was shocking to me was the excitement around the concert. So my love for the Beatles started with I Want to Hold Your Hand, but my love of concerts started with the Beatles at Carnegie Hall. And I'm sure, and I've said this to Ringo, I haven't mentioned this to Paul, but I mentioned it to Ringo a number of times, that he is the reason I do what I do.
Wow.
And how many times, I mean, you guys are disc jockeys. I'm sure you grew up loving listening to disc jockeys, and you're great at what you do, but Stoneman, there it is. If you ever had the opportunity, which obviously we can't anymore because he's passed, but if you ever go up to the person that made you love your job and say that to them, it's so gratifying to me, and I hope it was gratifying to Ringo, but it was just good to get it off my chest. And we're excited to have Ringo at, you know, in Bridgeport.
That's crazy.
That's very cool.
I just picture young Jimmy, 14, Carnegie Hall. The Beatles are on stage. He's looking around like, you know, Well, let's see. We need better sound system.
This is calling me.
And these seats, I feel like they gave them away.
Right. I can make this better.
Chance for a merchandising table somewhere.
I see there's two chairs more than empty.
Yeah. You ever notice these chairs could benefit from a cup holder?
Yeah.
That'd be a great idea, wouldn't it?
What amazed me as we were walking in, how many young people were there, and it really pleased me. It looked like going to a college football game. And in particular, I guess I live it myself because I, of course, brought my daughter who grew up listening to the Beatles because she grew up in my house. So Emily was certainly there. But my granddaughter Lila, my grandson Noah, and my grandson Jaden, they were all up there too, and they loved it every bit as much as I did. And you look through the crowd, and I was shocked at how many young people were at the Paul McCartney show, which really shows you the lasting feelings that people have when they hear his music. You're young, you're middle-aged, or you're old, it doesn't matter.
All walks of life.
Yep.
All around the world.
Nothing
different.
Like it.
Economic, different education, different people. And that's the magic of that music. It brings all of us together and we forget our differences.
Yep.
How old are your grandkids?
My granddaughter Lila is 12 and my grandsons are twins and they're 16.
That's wild.
Transcends the ages.
Although I should say Lila's really 13 because her birthday is June 25th.
But she's 13
she
going
a
on.
Teenager, right? She
right. 25?
Teenager. Right. It's very important.
She's older than any of us. She knows more than any of us and tells us that.
I remember when young Chaz was just getting through his music stage, I handed him a sleeve of CDs. It was the library of the Beatles. I said, here, start with this.
Mm. Okay. That's a great start.
Great start.
Yeah, you know, they have songs from, you know, the beautiful songs like Fool on the Hill and then going into Helter Skelter. So there's a...
It's a great mix.
Every type of music, yeah.
In all of that in 6 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's from nine original albums.
Did Paul mention Boston at all or have any acknowledgement of the city?
Yes. You mentioned Boston. You mentioned Fenway Park.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, which was very nice. At least they get it right. Sometimes the artists get it wrong.
Right.
We have over Oakdale, Welcome to Wallingford, right before the stage door because one artist, Naomi Judd, may she rest in peace, said the wrong city when she went out there.
She said, hello,
Hartford.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, excuse me. This really isn't Hartford.
Did that happen already at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport? Or am I thinking it might happen?
Well, I can tell you that some artists think they're playing Hartford.
Right.
When they get there.
Yeah.
I have not been on stage, so it's likely it has happened. When we are booking shows, we do have to remind people that the building is in Bridgeport and hope they come to Bridgeport and not to Hartford, but it does happen every once in a while. Springsteen once did it in Detroit, and he mentioned it was Cleveland.
Yeah, close.
So, right, he's the boss, so we can.
He's the boss. Don't tell the boss.
You can't tell the boss. Yeah,
it's the boss.
Right.
But Howard, speaking of the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater, Howard was with you last night.
Yes, yes. What I did last night is I bought a box and I invited Howard and his friends and my attorney, who's my best friend, Jim Sandler, and his girlfriend and his son and my family went up there. So we had a nice, really nice time, all of us.
So it's going to be slow moving around the amphitheater today?
Oh, I think it's going to be slow moving, and Howard gave me the info. We have Disco Biscuits tonight there. He goes, I'm not going to be there. I'm going to the Ranger game.
Gotcha.
Joe in Fairfield. Joel.
Hey, good morning, Chaz, AJ, Ashley, and Phil. Mr. Copley, I'm already thinking about next year in Bridgeport, like I told you last week. What about some people like Joe Bonamassa or Jethro Tull and Ian Anderson or Tedeschi Trucks?
I'm pretty sure we'll have Jethro Tull there next year. We're talking to them about it already.
Great.
So that'll be super. I love Jethro Tull, one of my favorite artists of all time. And right now, Tedeschi Trucks plays Westville, and they do very well there. And we'd love to have them down in Bridgeport, but we'll see where they choose to play.
Okay.
And the other one, the first one was
Joe Bonamassa.
Joe Bonamassa tends not to play outdoors as much as he plays indoors. We're gonna make a run at it because I did have him up in Saratoga, so he does occasionally play outdoors. So we're gonna make a run at Joe. No question about it.
Just one last thing. I wanted to thank you for bringing Van Morrison because the one and only time I saw him was about 47 years ago at the Capitol Theater in Passaic, and I know you were involved in a lot of shows there. What a great theater that was.
That was a great theater. Monroe Street. 326 yep. Monument. I remember the, everything about it. Was there a
some
hundred times?
Mountain,
no question about
Mountain,
it.
Mountain was some of the most epic shows I ever saw in my whole life there at the Capitol Theater.
I'm a member of that Facebook page. I love reading all the memories for that. Yeah, I agree with you.
Thanks, everybody.
Hey, yeah, Joel. Thank you. Oh, was Joel 3 when he went to that show?
Apparently so, yes.
Yeah. Wow. Huh. Hey, there's a little toddler here with a ticket.
Right.
I'll let him in.
And a magic marker.
He's got a ticket. Let him in.
Yep.
Exactly.
Tell him ran things
about Sammy Hagar tomorrow, Chaz and AJ Barbecue. Any tickets left for that?
There are less than 500 tickets left, probably less than 400 because that was yesterday's count. And it just seems when I put the Chaz and AJ logo onto a show, it could be anybody that sells tickets. It's just remarkable.
I don't know. Try it with the Disco Biscuits.
Yes, sir. Right. Yeah, look at all the ones we have left over. Chaz Page on it.
There'll be a lot of room tonight.
Yes.
We won't be looking good. Luckily, you put our names on good shows.
Yes, thank you for that.
We appreciate that.
You guys took the choice. You chose the right show. That's all.
People ask us, their food, there's plenty of food. They're just at the food vendors.
Yes.
You know, nobody wants us to cook. You don't want that. I don't want that.
Do you want me touching your food?
You actually want to eat the food and enjoy
it. Sweating over
it. They have all the best vendors there, and they have the barbecue. They have barbecue there. So it is barbecue. You just have to go over and get it from professionals.
Exactly. Who do it right?
Sammy doing meet and greets?
No, right now Sammy's not doing meet and greets. There were really nobody doing meet and greets. It's getting better out there, no question about it. It is getting better. It's not as I think the positivity rate finally in Connecticut is below 10%. But right now artists are still, crew members are getting it, not artists so much. We're not getting that many cancellations.
Right.
But there are crew members now that are getting sick, which also is a problem because that tends to make our stagehands sick. So then if our stagehands get sick, we can't get enough people to fill a stage call. And we love our stagehands. I love my union guys. They're my favorites.
Right. So that's not stagehands. That's a whole different animal with the union. How are you guys with other, ticket takers or whatever? Do you guys need help?
Well, we always can use help with ticket takers and security because of the employment situation. We don't have enough. If anybody's interested, please call the venue. We'll probably hire you.
Wow.
But what I care most about, in all honesty, are my stagehands because I believe in union work. They're great union workers, and it's tough work. And you can't just bring someone in to lift boxes and set up equipment, things like that.
Moving a city in and out.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're trained, and they're well-trained. So every venue I'm in, I try to put my union guys in there.
Todd and Bethany.
Hey, Dan, how you doing, Jim?
Great.
Hey, listen, I got a quick question for you. First off, the amphitheater is amazing. We were there for opening night with Sticks and REO and capped it off at 3 Doors Down. There's not a bad seat there, and getting in and out of that place is so simple. It's amazing. Any word on Bob Seger?
You know what? I don't want to say that he's retired because he hasn't said it, but there is absolutely no word, and he's a very simple rich man who goes out on Lake Michigan, and that's the fun he has. Doesn't need a lot of money to live on. He probably got way more money than everybody listening put together. And I would think that at his advancing age, he would most likely, if he goes out, he won't do a tour. Maybe he'll do some spot dates somewhere, and that's about it.
Yeah, he was amazing. We saw him right before the pandemic up at the casino. I never saw him live before. Brought a whole new appreciation to the guy, the lyrics. I mean, it was you close your eyes, it was 72.
Yeah, it was really great.
All right.
Todd, thank you, man. Appreciate you. Jimmy, thanks so much for getting up. I really enjoyed this hour.
Yeah, man, thank you.
Guys, thanks.
All right, we'll see you. We're going to see you tomorrow or no?
That's no. It's questionable.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.